This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
By the way, Melissa is not joining us tonight, obviously. It's been 2 hours. She hasn't been here. She's been quiet this evening. She had an emergency mouth surgery of some sort today. So
emergency mouth surgery.
She had her mouth shoved full of gauze, and obviously that wouldn't work too well on a radio show. So hopefully she'll be back next week. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site totally free. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Let's jump into the email box, shall we, Mark? This one came from Mark. He says, Ian and
Lots
Mark.
Lots of them out there.
You often ask your listeners, what would it take to make you realize that you live in a police state? In fact, I think we asked it a few nights ago on the show. In the hope of getting them to define their own line in the sand. Now, I used my one-way ticket out of the United States a long time ago, and the events and developments that you regularly discuss make me appreciate life as a permanent expatriate all the more. Granted, there are no libertopias on this side of the U.S. border, but as Harry Brown noted more than once, freedom comes in a variety of forms, and you have to decide which aspects are the most important to you. As a 20-year member of the Flee States Project,
That's very clever.
Let me ask you, what would it take to make you leave the police state? Assuming you don't plan to make a last stand against Delta Force at the FTL New Hampshire compound with Ian manning the 50 cal and Mark fighting tooth and buff nail, what's your exit strategy?
Oh, my God.
What would convince you that the water bubbling around you is much too warm for comfort?
What happened that made me the gay guy in the show? That's what I want.
You buff your nails every single day in the studio? You've got a little care kit for your nails with multiple steps, multiple different buffers?
You know, I have nothing to do here for 3 hours. I've got to keep my hands occupied. You've got your little squeegee ball thing that you kind of play with and stretch and do all kind of wrap around your knuckles. On the other hand, I do something... Well, at least somewhat.
You're bettering yourself.
Yeah, I'm bettering myself. You know, I buff my nails. Big deal.
We're not going to get into that. Let's answer his question. He asked the question, what would it take to make you leave the police state? Mm-hmm. What is your plan B, as he puts it? What would convince you the water bubbling around you is much too warm for comfort? I mean, we are going to the Free State Project. We are going to be part of, as it's been called, the Second American Revolution. I mean, we're talking about possibly bringing some negative attention to us on the part of the federal government. Some people are concerned. Personally, I'm not. I'm not concerned that this is going to happen. I realize it's a distinct, very distant possibility. But I don't think it's going to happen. Some people are concerned that we're going to get to the Free State. We're going to start essentially telling the federal government to go shove it. And then they're not going to like that, and they're going to roll tanks into New Hampshire.
Doesn't seem likely to me.
Something like that. It seems really unlikely, but we have to admit that it is a possibility.
I would say that's true.
It's improbable, in my opinion, but it is a possibility. So what would we do? You know, how far would we let it go?
Before we left the country.
I would say that... I don't know what it would take. I can't predict what action would elicit a violent response like that. For instance, a rolling of the tanks or a bringing in of the military into New Hampshire. I don't know what it, you know, what the breaking point would be for that to actually happen. So since I can't predict what that would be, I don't know what sort of time frame we're looking at here. I don't know if something will happen that we don't expect to happen in New Hampshire, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next day, boom, troops are in the streets. I don't know what it would be like. But I would guess that if it got to the point where troops were in the streets, it'd be kind of hard to leave at that point. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it's a police state, I mean, if the police state continues to grow to the point where we have to have some sort of violent uprising against it or there's some sort of conflict involved, I would guess that leaving would be a little more difficult than it is today.
Well, that's not really what his question was. His question was, what would it take besides you guys, or would you, in fact, go down to the last man fighting kind of thing?
I don't really want to die for liberty. I really don't want to.
I don't either.
I realize that it may come to that, and I accept that, and I understand that.
I think I might accept and understand that if there were really a struggle for liberty. At this point, it's conceptual. You know, just barely. There's very few people out there. And there certainly were people that put their lives on the line and died for liberty in its very early stages in this country when we were founded. I don't... That's a lot to ask for me.
They didn't have to run. I mean, they didn't really have anywhere else to run besides into the wilderness, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, back then, where were you going to go? You'd already come to America in the hopes of getting away from King George. And then when the, you know, the crackdown started, people started getting killed. Where are you going to go from there? Go live with the Indians in the forest?
Well,
I mean,
they
I
had
know.
Really just taken over Boston and then, to some extent, Providence later. But so, yeah, you could just go to another city without any problem. You go to New York and everything would have been fine. But it was difficult to move at the time, too. You know, it wasn't as easy as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I would say that if it became difficult to increase my lifestyle from an earning standpoint, if the taxes became so prohibitive from this federal government that I just couldn't see my life getting better from a financial standpoint by living here, that would be the time. I would start looking for places where the taxation would be lower.
Understood. I think this is a great question, and I'm having a tough time answering it. I would like to say that I would stick it out for a long time.
Yeah, I love America, and I want to see it return to values of liberty.
I've devoted my adult life since essentially finding the libertarian movement. I've essentially devoted it towards getting to liberty, getting myself into a place where we can be free. And that's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take there's going to be loss. There's going to be some sort of fight in the future. I hope it's not violent. I hope there's not, there doesn't need to be bloodshed. I want to be part of a nonviolent revolution. I want to be part of a group of individuals that manages to point out how tyrannical the government is without actually, throwing Molotov cocktails and being violent on our own. But if it comes to the point where there's checkpoints and the police state really cracking down, I mean, it's hard to really imagine how bad it could get in this country, but it could get worse. It certainly could. I mean, we could have checkpoints all around the outside of New Hampshire, preventing people from going in and out. I don't know what to expect out of the future, but I know that I don't know if it's worth taking the fight somewhere else. I mean, if I was to leave, if I was to give up on the fight for liberty, would it be worthwhile to move down to Costa Rica just to start all over again? Just to start the fight up again down there?
Well, you'd be better.
Or would I just move and just shut up and, live the rest of my days?
No, I don't think you'd be able to. I just don't think you would.
Right.
At this point, your whole personality is built around doing a radio show where you talk about liberty every night. You are the most effective recruiter for the Free State Project. Like,
Free Talk Live's the most respected.
So you say, but I've watched you time and time and time again talk to people about this program and get them to sign up. I mean, that's you want to pass it off to Free Talk Live, but that's not true. I've watched you do it in studio.
The fact is, if there weren't if there weren't other hosts on the show that were also members of the Free State Project, it wouldn't be as effective. I think it's more effective to say that we're all members of the Free State Project. We're all moving to New Hampshire to be part of this movement that's going to attempt to bring back liberty in our lifetimes. I think that has a lot to do with how effective Free Talk Live is, as persuasive as I may or may not be. But yeah, I am going for liberty. I mean, it's worth fighting for, in my opinion, and I guess that means it's worth dying for. I realize that being sort of one of the few mouthpieces for liberty out there, there aren't any other pro-liberty talk shows. I mean, I've got pro-liberty co-hosts on my show. I realize that, to some extent, we're putting ourselves in harm's way. If they wanted to cut off, if they wanted to go and cut off the leadership, and take out the leader of the Free State Projects, take out Jason Sorens and take out Free Talk Live and take out Gardner Goldsmith, another pro-liberty radio host up in New Hampshire. If they wanted to really sort of attack the visible people, they could. And they'd probably scare a lot of other people away.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably freak a lot of people out. That would probably encourage other people to leave. But
I'd say some really nice things at your funeral. I want you
Thanks,
to know.
Thanks, I appreciate that. But I understand the risks I'm taking by doing this show. I understand that somebody had to do it, Somebody had to get out there and spread the message of liberty and really put it forward the way it deserves to be. Whatever consequences may come, then let them come. Because I'm prepared for it. If something happens to me, not that I'm concerned that it will, I don't live my life paranoid like that will happen, but they'd have to get us all. They'd have to get you, Mark, and they'd have to get Johnson and Torgo and Jason and Melissa and everybody else that's
just
a part
them.
Of this show. They'd have to get us all at once to take out Free Talk Live. More on the way. Take control.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find all kinds of great stuff. And it's all totally free. There's the updates, by the way. We'd like you to get signed up for them. It is on the house. We'll keep you up to date with whatever the latest is in regards to the show if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, there's going to be an update sent out hopefully tonight about the brand new torrent that we're putting online of the entirety of June. We're going to throw up the entire month of June's archives all as one easy downloadable chunk in torrent form. And people on the updates list will know about this first. So get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com.
Does that happen like right after the 7th? generally, because the...
It just happens whenever... it's actually a listener of ours that puts the torrent together for me, and it really great of them to do that. So it just happens when I get it and when we get to it.
Gotcha.
No schedule, per se. But updates, people know exactly when it happens. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We're addressing what is, I think, probably one of the toughest questions that has ever been asked on this show by one of our listeners. And it was a gentleman who wrote in here, Mark, from Tokyo, by the way. That's where Mark lives. He's an expat. He's left the country. He got sick and tired 20 years ago of how controlling and oppressive the government was 20 years ago.
Wow.
And he's just sort of sitting out there in Tokyo looking at, you know, listening to Free Talk Live, looking at the news and hearing all the terrible things that are going on here and thinking that, boy, he feels good about leaving. Well, and he's wondering what it would take for us to leave. And the picture that he paints is pretty frightening. I mean, the picture is that, you know, we're going to be fighting off the Delta Force at the FTL compound with a 50 caliber machine gun. Now, that's obviously not actually going to happen. And I think that an important point to make here is that the people that are members of the Free State Project are really just the best of the best, in my opinion. They're the best activists out there. They're the best libertarian activists in the world. These are people from all around the country, all around the world that have committed to liberty. They've committed to so much that they're picking up their lives. They're moving their businesses. They're
really picking the big leagues.
They're picking up and they're moving everything to the free state. That's a serious commitment. And I feel like these people are so seriously committed to liberty that I don't think that we're going to be, you know, I don't think it's ever going to get to the point in the free state where it's just Ian and Mark and Ian's girlfriend fighting off the feds in, you know, in a compound. No, we're talking about a nonviolent revolution. We're talking about a movement of individuals that care so much. They're moving their lives to another state. We're talking about people that are going to be reaching out to the existing population in New Hampshire and essentially saying, look, you know, your life will be better if we get the government out of it. And there's sort of this sentiment in New Hampshire that exists already.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why it was chosen. Live free or die.
Yeah. Well, the only state with a revolution in its constitution.
Correct. Well, one of two states. I believe there's another state with that.
Is that so?
But anyway, you are correct. And so we are looking to have a nonviolent revolution, and I don't feel like the Free State Project members are people that are just going to throw down and leave at the first sight of trouble from the federal government.
I suspect not.
I suspect that these people are just as into this movement as I am, and they're willing to stick it out all the way to the end. Because what are you going to do? I mean, if it really does get that bad to the point where we've got checkpoints and armed police everywhere, and I don't know what the police state will look like in America. We know what happened in Nazi Germany. You know, where it gets to the point where there's house-to-house searches, where it gets to the point where they're checking your businesses out for illegal immigrants, and they're, you know, auditing you every week to make sure you're following the rules, or who knows what it's going to look like.
Right.
If it gets to that point, I don't see any point in going somewhere else. I don't see any point in giving up on this fight and leaving just to go and start it elsewhere. I mean, we've created the infrastructure here. We're ready to make a stand here. I mean, we either win liberty back in America or liberty's dead everywhere, in my opinion.
Really?
Because then we're talking about, you know, everybody in the free state is going to have to decide to leave and, you know, where are we going to go to? But if it's so bad, I think it's a legitimate point that if it gets so bad, the police state, leaving's not going to be much of an option. It's going to be hard to leave, you know? They're going to restrict passports. You're not going to be able to even get one if you live in the free state. I mean, who knows? We can think of all kinds of doomsday scenarios. But that's not the point here. The point is to say that I don't think these people are just going to give up at the first sign of trouble. And I think they are willing to fight. I mean, look at the Iraqis. They could just leave, couldn't they? Couldn't they just, you know, get on a boat and go somewhere or smuggle themselves into another country? But they're fighting against an invading force. They have a serious police state there.
Well, look what other countries they have the choice of going to.
That's true.
It's a long walk to Kuwait, at Jordan, through the desert, Iran, you know, I mean...
true. We could just cross the border and, you know, have a nice, semi-nice life in socialist Canada if we wanted to, I suppose.
Certainly Canada's not too bad. I would probably cross a different border and head on a little farther south down to Costa Rica or...
Right. Well, you'd have to get on a boat and get down there. I mean, it'd be easy to cross into to Canada from New Hampshire.
You could... I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You could, you know, drive a car from here to Costa Rica.
I don't know if I'm prepared to. I don't know if I'm prepared to give up at the first sign of trouble. And I don't know.
I don't think that's what was even presupposed.
He was
just asking.
I know, but he was asking how far we would be willing to let it go.
Yeah,
I can't answer it. I'm prepared to stick it out, and I'm hoping that everybody else is as well. If it gets to the point where people are leaving and there's nothing worth left fighting for, if all of the people in the free state are just bailing out, I'll go too. I mean, I'm not going to be the last man standing.
Well. You know, there's already things happening, though, in New Hampshire. Incremental changes, little steps, as I've said all along.
At this point, it's more of defense against big government.
I would say that's true.
And we're successfully defending against big government.
But who else is?
Nobody.
Okay. I mean, those are steps.
It's already happening. It's moving in the right direction. I think we're going to get to a point of critical
mass. We're all sliding down the mountain. You know, New Hampshire, we've at least dug our nails in and managed to stop our descent.
That's good.
Yeah. At some point or another, we're going to begin clawing our way back up. And then, you know, as there gets to be more people, there's only, what, 140 people have moved
at this
point?
Something like that, yeah.
140 out of 20,000 that will.
Jason Sorens had given a speech at Porkfest a week or so ago. About how when he originally created the Free State Project, because we were talking last night about what is an activist, and you thought that maybe 20,000 people should just come and vote. Well, actually, you were right, Mark, and I was wrong about this. Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, when he came up with this idea, when he looked into the other movements, he looked into the Mormons moving into Utah, he looked into, there was some sort of Quebec movement as well,
that's all
the socialists moving into Vermont, he looked at all these migrations for different reasons. And he discovered that 20,000 would be enough people to make a change, to make a difference for liberty in New Hampshire. He thought that would be an overwhelming number, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he had originally categorized these 20,000 as, when he labeled them activists, he thought that just meant people that were going to come and vote and maybe do a couple other things in regards to liberty.
Mm.
But as he's pointed out, the 140 people that you mentioned that have moved to the Free State aren't just people that are voting. They're super activists.
Mm-hmm.
They're people that have started newspapers. They're people that have started activist groups. They're organizing. They're creating the mechanisms, the machinery of freedom. They're creating this, you know, this groundswell. All of the things that they're laying the groundwork for us to come in there and more people to come in there and just sort of plug into the system. We won't have to create all these organizations. They're going to be there by the time most of the Free State Project members arrive. These are super activists. These people that are willing to pick up their lives and move, these aren't just fair weather fans of freedom. So since he pointed that out, he's realized that this is going to take 1,000 super activists. That's all it's going to take. According to his calculations. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. So enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com. We go to the phones. This is a show about your calls. So let's talk to Bill in Virginia. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Great, hey, sir. What's on your mind?
I just got back from the Free State Project Freedom Festival.
Ah, the Porcupine Festival.
Yes, sir.
So was this your first time or second or what? How many times have you been?
This was my third.
Oh, wow. You have been to all three then.
Yes, sir.
And, well, give us a highlight. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part, as always, is, you know, just all the people who are up there. You know, you get to actually meet a lot of the people that, you know, you talk to on the Internet and hear about in the newspapers and all kinds of stuff like that. And, you know, really just get to talk with them for hours and hours and days.
Very
all
cool.
Kinds of stuff.
You know, we were just talking. I don't know if you were tuned in on the stream before you called in. But we were talking about an email that came through from a listener. Did you hear about that?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. And his question was, you know, how far are we, as Free State Project members, for instance, are we willing to let the federal government or let the government go down this road towards the police state? You know, at what point will we realize that enough is enough and we're bailing out, we're leaving? And I had made the point in the last segment that I don't feel like the Free State Project people are going to bail out. I don't feel like they're going to give up if the federal government rolls tanks in. That's just a feeling I get, and I have never been to Porkfest. How would you answer a question like that, Bill?
I would absolutely have to say that there's not anybody that I know who's going to run away from anything.
Really?
We are in this, you know, pretty much to the end. We're going to do whatever it takes.
That's serious commitment, and I have a
lot of
respect.
It's the kind of commitment that our founding fathers had.
I mean, what else are we going to do? You know? What else can we do?
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of my point is, A, we believe so strongly in, you know, what the whole freedom movement is about, that we're willing to pick up everything that we've got, leave everything else behind, and go and work together in order to try to show people that, you know, those sorts of founding principles can work, they can still work, and, you know, if push comes to shove, we're going to fight.
So you're
Nobody
saying,
wants
so,
to fight. You right. know, we want to do this in as peaceable and as reasonable a manner as we possibly can.
Absolutely. But if the federal government wants to roll tanks in, you're not leaving.
Well, where else is there to go?
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, if we leave, we're all going to be split up. We're all going to go to different countries around the world. We're not going to have a, you know, a free country project. There's not going to be, everybody's never going to be able to agree to go to Costa Rica or anything like that to where we can fight again. And that would certainly be seen as an invasion, I think, by the, you know, the people in that other country. So I think that this is it. You know, this is the last stand for freedom. And I personally, I predict success. I don't think we're going to have any trouble. I think if the federal government has anything in regards to some level of intelligence, they would be wise to stay away. They would be wise to leave their hands off of the state of New Hampshire, because you don't want to mess with porcupines. You don't want to mess with snakes. Don't tread on me is going to be a major factor in New Hampshire, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, if they do come and attack us, I mean, they've already lost. Because everybody's going to see that, you know, all the, you know, the flowery things that they say about freedom while they turn around and screw us from the other end, it's all going to be plainly lies. And then I think everybody else in the other 49 states is going to be right on board with us. And you're going to start seeing a lot more things like the Free State Project pop up in all the other states, because people just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Good,
you know, that's
well
why
me.
They're joining the Free State Project to begin with.
Awesome. When are you going to be in New Hampshire?
We are shooting for next summer.
Wow, that is exciting. That is right around the corner.
It's going to be fantastic. We're doing everything that we possibly can to, you know, gear up and get our house in order and find work and find a place to live. And
I got to say, as somebody who's maybe, you know, a handful of months away from moving myself, it is an exciting process just sort of getting things together, getting the, you know, loose ends taken care of, and just realizing that every day that goes by, we're one day closer to being up in New Hampshire. I think it's great. Bill, anything else on your mind tonight?
No, not really. I mean, you know, there was a lot of rain up there,
right.
And we were kind of amazed just traveling through all the different states, you know, just kind of seeing all the different signs of statism, literal signs on the highway of,
you
know, reports suspicious activity and, you know, things on gasoline pumps about this is unlawful to do that and that's unlawful to do the other thing,
right.
And we were in New York and there were actual signs that say building codes enforced, like they need a sign for that. Right, we're going to enforce the law
just to remind you we'll be enforcing the building
just
code.
Just to remind you we're watching you,
right,
and to spend your money
Day,
a little
we're
more
popped out all over the streets looking for you.
Well, you know, and
in case you're not speeding or not wearing your seatbelt.
It was their taxpayer money that went for the you know, building codes enforced sign anyway. So it's, you know, we just had to spend a little more of your money.
Yep. Exactly right. Well, Bill, it's good to know that you guys are as dedicated as I thought that you were, and I feel like probably 99% of the rest of the people that are going to be moving to the Free State are of the same ilk, and we are going to make that final stand for liberty. And hopefully it'll be nonviolent. Hopefully we'll be successful. But if the S hits the fan, it's good to know that you won't be running away either.
Well, for everybody else who, you know, hasn't made the decision to move up there yet, Don Gorman gave a great speech, and, you know, pretty much the whole point was, what are you waiting for?
Great point. Indeed, what are you waiting for? So sign the first 1,000 pledge. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you, Bill. What a very inspirational call. You know, it's good to know that it's not just me that feels this way. This is it. You know, what other shot do we have besides the Free State Project to bring back freedom to this country?
Well, you know, the Free State Project is intended to create a free state or free, you know, a free place in the world. And you had said previously that if there was a free country, you would have moved to it. But
in a heartbeat.
But there isn't one, right?
No.
And so
I've researched it.
We intend to make one.
Correct.
Got it.
1-800-259-9231 to Zach in Washington, D.C. Zach, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, greetings.
Hey, what's up?
Well, yesterday on the 4th, a friend and I attended what was called the Smoke-In. It's the 30th annual or so pro-pot rally that was
nice.
Pro-pot rally in concert. And the marijuana is really a side issue. But there was a stage going on and many police, you know, supervising. And I asked the police officer if I could possibly burn a flag without getting arrested. He made it clear to me that could not do that in a very stern, you know, command presence sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was really no point in attempting the gesture unless I wanted to go to jail.
Sure.
And I think that evidence is to me that, you know, the entire flag-burning issue, which was obviously being used for, you know, partisan political purposes to distract and scare up votes.
Correct.
Is really just a non-issue.
Well, he may have been responding to your question based on public burning ordinances. It may not have been a specific law against burning the flag. He might have been, you know, you might have asked him if he could burn a big sheet, and he might have told you no on that.
Well, that's not entirely true either. I mean, we've seen cops more than once, you know, use their power for their political beliefs, and he could very well have drug you in and, you know, and charged you with
disorderly conduct
or something like that, which effectively makes flag burning illegal, but, you know, it's not actually legislated against
right.
in the particular area that he's at.
I think that one thing that you want to make sure of, Zach, if you ever do decide to engage in something like that, is that you, A, don't ever ask permission to do so. I mean, you never ask permission from the authorities to do something that's going to possibly threaten their so-called authority. You just do it. And you do it with some people around you. That way you're not alone and they can't just get you. You want people to have video cameras to hopefully keep the cops in line. So
if you do get arrested, it's worth the money.
Yeah, there you go. So
there's,
anything else on your mind?
There's one essential point. The flags were made in China, I thought I would mention. But, apart
well, it's
from
too
that,
expensive to make them here.
Yes. Well,
sweet, sweet irony. So, how did the protest go overall? The smoking.
It was very poorly organized on, you know, the protest front, and also later on at the concert. The event had been getting moved further and further away from the real action every year, apparently. And there was literally a maze of checkpoints, fences, and blocked roads and buses.
Disgusting. There's no future for. There's no future for liberty in Washington, D.C. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's what they're doing now. If they find out there's some sort of an event going on they don't like, they roadblock it and search people. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice with a spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at OPCPure.com to be exceptional. Their all-natural, energy-giving supplements restore your body's health and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of OPCPure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of OPCPure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your calls. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
Speaking of freetalklive.com, as I mentioned, everything on the house there. We give it all away, but we would like you to voluntarily support the show. And that's why we've created the Amplifier program. People can, you can become a Free Talk Live Amplifier for as little as $3 per month. And what are you going to return for that? Well, not only the good, happy little feeling that you're helping Free Talk Live grow and expand and get on more radio stations and get on more people's internet connections, but you also get some perks. You get some access to classic archives. You get access to the Amplifier-only forums, also Amplifier-only call-in lines, direct dial call-in lines right here into the studio. So there's some perks involved. But the real reason that you want to do it is because, well, we give you everything on our site for free, and maybe you just want to help us out a little bit. Because $3, it's not a lot for you. But when we get $3 here and $3 there and $3 there, it all adds up.
It certainly does.
Soon enough, we've got new radio stations coming on board. We've got a new FM station that's going to be coming on. They've been trying to get on. We bought them some hardware, which they needed to have to get on the to get on board with the show. So they've been trying to iron out some hardware issues. But once that's ironed out, we're going to have a brand new 6-night-a-week FM talk affiliate, which is awesome. And we wouldn't have it if it wasn't for the amplifiers. So, if you want to see Free Talk Live get out there and get the message of liberty and freedom across to more stations and more listeners, AMP is the way to go. Go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, how much do we have to get in the amplifier chart for me to get a really hot assistant?
No, money doesn't go towards that.
I see.
Sorry. Amp.freetalklive.com. You can actually see where the money's going at amp.freetalklive.com. Okay, so that's the best way one of the best ways to help support the show. So we've been talking about, you know, what is too far? How far is too far? How far will you let the police state go? And I was talking to you during the break, Mark, about how sad it is. You know, we just had Zach on the air talking about the smoke-in protest that he went to.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they had set up roadblocks and they were doing their best to prevent people from getting to the protest and from wanting to even attend. Which just seems to be their new tactic. If they see an event happening that they don't like, they just roadblock the event and search every single car coming through. And the sad part
probably
is...
probably an effective tactic.
It is. You were pointing out that it's bad that people don't realize what is going on. They don't realize what's happening in America. They don't realize that we're on the road towards more tyranny, that, in my opinion, we already are a police state. Most people wouldn't admit to it. They wouldn't realize it if it, you know, hit them in the face. And some of them actually cheer it on. This is the most frightening part, is that, you know, the brown shirts are out there essentially saying, yeah, put up some roadblocks. We need more roadblocks, because I was reading the comments on this Wakarusa Music Festival we were talking about last week, that where they roadblocked a music festival with 15,000 people coming to it from all around the country, causing traffic jams, causing serious problems in the area as far as traffic is concerned, and obviously just throwing people's freedoms and rights out the window at the same time. But yet in the comments section on the newspaper, the newspaper's website that I was reading this about, there was, you know, your typical, rah, rah, go get them, cops, yeah, shut down them druggies, throw them in jail, we don't want druggies in our town, you show them. Of course, not to mention that there was a bunch of people going to the festival that weren't drug users, that they were hassled by this, not to mention that everyone in the area was hassled if they were trying to drive that day. You know, they didn't care about all that. It was just, yeah, whatever, put up some more roadblocks.
Whatever it takes to confiscate a handful of joints, you know?
Well, and the same thing. It's the same mentality with the immigrants, except even more fervent,
yeah,
even more zealous. Oh, you don't want no brown folk. We need checkpoints.
We didn't find any immigrants today, but we did find one guy whose last name was Gomez, and so we kicked the crap out of him.
Yeah. That's what they want. They're cheering it on.
Yes.
And that's how we're losing our liberties, to the cheering of the masses that are not paying attention or just don't care or somehow emotionally involved with their, you know, emotionally involved to the point where they believe that they're doing the right thing.
Hmm.
And it's really sad to see it happen like this. That's why we need to be fighting this. Anyway, let's go to Liberty Lover in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, you requested somebody who went to the convention to call in.
Yeah, well, that was the very beginning of the show. Yes, just a recap. We were talking to Stephen Gordon from HammerOfTruth.com to kind of give us a recap on what happened with the Libertarian Party National Convention over the weekend. And I was just sort of looking for some alternate perspectives. How did you feel about the events that occurred there?
It was extremely low attendance.
Really?
And a lot of people were upset that it was so far one coast or the other, and would have liked it better if it had been in the middle of the country.
Well, you can only have so many conventions in Chicago, you know? I mean, you have to switch up your place.
True enough.
At least some people think
little bit of some rumblings about maybe having it in Kansas City or St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
But that aside, I think it was low attendance because it's an off-year election.
Right.
And one of the contentions, especially from the anarchist camp, was that most of the people had gone to the Free State Project, Portland.
Right, which was all the way on the other coast in New Hampshire.
Right. And, well, that was their contention anyway.
I see.
The reason so many of the planks just failed outright was that it took greater vote totals in order to amend a plank rather than to just delete it outright.
Hmm.
So if you had a simple majority, you could delete it, but you needed 2/3 vote to do an amendment.
Did you feel it was worth your while to attend, or were you disappointed?
It was interesting.
Okay.
I hitchhiked my way across because I am broke.
Wow. That's serious dedication.
But don't get too excited. I hitchhiked via air miles. I begged air miles off of people.
Okay.
Until
wow.
I had enough to get a free ticket.
How do you do that? How do you beg air miles from people? You can just trade them around and...
Trade them around. There is I don't know the name of the website right now, but you can use everything. Green points, bookstore points.
Huh.
And just keep adding them up until you have enough for the ticket. And that's
very cool.
Essentially what I...
Liberty Lover, appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the update. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Doug in Minnesota. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, this is Paula from Florida. How's it going, hon?
Hey, hon. I like it when you call me that.
Yeah, I just wanted to do that, because you called in being someone else once. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. But anyway, you were talking a couple days ago, and a couple days in a row, about the military, army, and a standing army, and the 2-year rule.
Yes.
Well, it occurred to me that the way they get around it, even if they didn't have a standing army, you know what branch the Marines falls under?
Well, it's sort of Navy.
It is the Navy. They're under the guise of the Navy.
Ah.
And that way, they don't have to have a standing army. They can still send in the Marines, and they're part of the Navy.
It's right. True. The Marines, I mean, once upon a time when, you know, we needed, you know, men traveled on ships, and that's the only way they traveled.
Hence,
you know,
the name the Marines.
Yeah, they sort of were there to protect the ships and do, you know, expeditions, that kind of thing.
Ah.
But, you know, now essentially the Marines operate wherever there might be some water, whether it's the water in their canteen or not.
Good one. Yeah,
that's cute.
And also the Marines, I believe at one time, I'm an Air Force veteran, first Gulf War.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, they had more aircraft than the Air Force.
Wow.
More fighter jets. I don't think they had bombers.
Wait a minute. Was it the Marines or the Navy?
Yes, the Marines and the Navy. You know, the Marines, between the Marines and the Navy, they had more fighters than the Air Force. And that might be true to this day.
Interesting.
I bet it's close. Fighters.
Yeah. So that's another way of sort of going around the Constitution. But, you know, I mean, you could technically say, well, they're part of the Navy, so blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Well, yeah, and our caller had pointed out that they just simply keep re-upping the Army every 2 years or every
year. Yeah, every 1 year, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So they are getting around it. I mean, it's again, it's a problem with the Constitution, you know. There's too many loopholes. There's too many ways for them to just abuse it, and nothing's done about it. Nobody ever stands up and says, hey, now wait a minute. That's not supposed to happen.
Well, also, I wanted to mention real quickly, this is the first year I did not get to the National Convention, and I'm kind of bummed out I didn't go.
Hmm.
Wanted to meet Stephen Gordon. I talked to him on the phone. But I got to tell you, the 2000 Anaheim Convention was a party and a half, man. There was,
really?
I think, 1,500 people to 2,000 there.
That's
that
big
was
deal.
On one of the coasts, you know.
Topless libertarian chicks?
Dude, there was parties.
Really?
I can't talk about it because, you know, I'll get in trouble. But, yeah.
What happens at the convention stays at the convention.
Exactly. And then Indianapolis.
Don't ask, don't tell Anaheim policy.
Exactly. Yeah. And it was also, you know, a presidential election. It was Harry's last run. There was some contention in there. So that brought a lot of people out. And
well,
plus, I got to tell you, Orange County, California. Takes ass when it comes to activists and activism, and San Diego is the biggest LP.
Maybe what we should do then is we should shift it between Orange County and New Hampshire. It should maybe just shift back and forth between the coasts. Doug, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it from you. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We will see you tomorrow. As always, same time, same place, online, freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. If you're